integrated resource management is kind of built on quite a few years, and we'll say because we're starting back probably in the 70s, where it was taught at Kelsey campus or Saskatoon campus, as it's called right now, at Saskatchewan Polytechnic. But we've been here or been on campus since about 1995, I believe it started here at Prince Albert campus. So it's a hands-on exercise. The resource environmental law students, that program started in about 1999. So we've been around here for about 24 or 25 years with both courses and have taken a full intake of students through just about every year and have added to those students that work with resources. And the resource environmental law students are, they're designed to, or they're training to be conservation officers. And working with conservation law and that kind of thing, where the integrated resource management students, they become fisheries, forestry, they become wildlife practitioners, and they deal with all those types of resource management. So.
Okay. I was just curious, with these trainings, do they also incorporate Indigenous teachings?
Yes, we do. Yeah, in both of those programs, there's an Indigenous awareness course in both programs, and a number of our kind of activities that we do around camp build on that. So just the last couple of years here at that Hannon Creek Educational and Applied Research Center, we've actually set up an Indigenous encampment. We'll have in during the summer, there's four teepees set up there, and the students get to meet with elders. We invite them in to talk about those experiences at camp. And the students have a choice. They can even sleep out in the camps or in the teepees to experience that. Within the courses, we teach a lot of Indigenous kind of cultures and background, and we have instructors who have those qualifications to be able to do that. So, yeah, there's a number of different exercises that are built into both programs.
Is there anything that I may have forgot to ask you that's really important to add in?
Both these programs, I think, are really geared towards people who like the outdoors. And we're seeing those students, whether they come from an Indigenous background or a rural background or urban background, but people enjoy the outdoors. It's definitely a really good program. And I'm not going to say that we're all at camps and do wonderful things outside all the time. We have some theory and some classroom stuff that we have to go through. But a lot of the stuff is really very practical and hands-on, and the students are outside on field trips, not just these two, but a number of field trips through those 2 years that they're here on for training. And then we've also got, we've got seats available for sure in integrated resource management that are still available for the fall. And again, it's a 2-year diploma, and we also have seats available in resource and environmental law that are available, and it's also a 2-year diploma. And the students, so it's a really good small kind of, you know, classroom size, and the students get to know instructors on a one-on-one first name basis right away, and they get to know their classmates over that 2 year and build on those. And there's tons of work right now. I know the integrated resource management students, some of them, I talked to one yesterday that had 3 offers of jobs. So there's lots of different, some seasonal, but some lots of full-time jobs also that are available in both those programs right now.
And what kind of requirements do you need to get into this kind of schooling?
Our admission, so both programs' lengths are 70 weeks. Required is grade 12 with a combined minimum of 65% average in English Language Arts A30 and English Language Arts B30, and a minimum of 60% in workplace and apprenticeship math, or 60% in foundation math or pre-calculus. So one key things on the, if you get onto our Saskatchewan Polytechnic website and look at the requirements, they're both the same for both programs. One of the things for resource and environmental law, if you're coming in to be a conservation officer, you have to have a clear criminal record check. So it's just something we do check because when the ministry comes to us and does job postings or interviews to be able to hire on as a conservation officer, just like a city police or RCMP, you have to have a clear criminal record check. So we make sure the students have that before they start the program. So yeah, and anybody wants to check out, visit, saspolytech.ca and search up integrated resource management or resource and environmental law, and hopefully we'll see them in the program in the fall.